Morning, Boker Tov. So we're holding Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amar Beis Hezav, Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Tes. It's a long blot of Ul Agadata. We left off, we were discussing the different milas that Rabbi was saying that he should be amongst certain people who do these wonderful deeds, or he should be getting schar for different things that he does. So we were milled these different qualities of Rabbi. We had just spoken out the five children he had from the five pillars he had from the five bias that he had, which we said was five times he had bia and maschazar bia. We then said the Gemara that he used to call his wife his bias and his shur his sada. So we're up to the Gemara Amar Biasi, Miyamila Nastalki Bamilashli. All my days I never looked at my Mila, my Makamila. That's what we left off about 12-13 lines up at the bottom of the page. Aini asked the Gemara of Amar Rebbe, my time Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Why were you Zeicha to have the moniker Rabbeinu HaKadosh? And he said back, because all my days I've looked at my Mila. So if Rabbi Yasi also had this Mila, he also should have been called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Says Amara, Rabbi Milsa, Rabbi had another habit of tzinius. Rabbi never let his hand go below his belt. So Rabbi, because not only did he never look at his Makamila, he also never let his hand go below his belt, and therefore he was called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. From Rabbi Yasi, like Rokar Spacey, Imrich Luki. In all my days, the beams of my house never saw the seams of my shirt. It was, again, a very stewardic way of he was always very, very properly covered. So there's different ways for a person to get undressed, and he can get undressed in a way where he's always covered, where he slides the shirt the right way, the way the person wears it, he slides it off his body, and he's ready under the covers, or he removes it totally, which you see the inside of the shirt, because inside out, and his body's exposed to the ceiling. He's so tenua that his ceiling never saw his body. I never went against the words of my chaveri. Yedeni ba'atzmi she'eni kayin. I know by myself that I'm not a kayin. If I'm in the chaveri, I like duchin. I know I'm not a kayin, but if my friends would tell me go duchin, I would go up. I would never want to make confrontation. I never want to make a machlekes with my friends. L'maisa, there's discussion in the Rishonim. Tais already discussed it. If there could be an isser for a non kayin to go do brichas kayinim, is there an isser or not? The Achrayim discuss as well whether or not it would be actually in practice whether it's usher. Again, he didn't say he did. He said if they would tell him to go duchen, I would go duchen. The discussion if there would be some sort of transgression. From Rabbi Yisim, Yamei LaMarti Davar V'Chazayt LaChorei. I never said something and then had to retract it. Meaning, I never said something about someone that I would have to retract. The way the Mefarshim explained this means Rashi says whatever I said was true, and therefore even if the person, and I would also say it in front of the person's face. So I never had anything that I said that to retract, because I always spoke the truth, and whatever I said, I'd be comfortable saying in front of the person's face, Bushka the Shavashi, and because I'd be comfortable saying in front of the person's face, his face directly, that means it's not Lishna Bisha, it's not Lashonara, because I'd be comfortable to say it to the person's face directly. A lot of the other Farshim, including, of course, the Chafetz Chaim rules, the fact that I would say something to someone's face directly does not make it Lashonara. It could still be Lashonara. The fact that I would say, I have the chutzpah to say to his face does not take away the status of Lashonara. But this Rashi clearly seems to say, no, the fact that I would say to his face, that makes Lashonara. That's what it means. I never said something, and I had to v'chazarati lachari, and I had to retract, because whatever I said, I would say to the person's face. I'm Rav Nachman. Tasty, now we have Rav Nachman saying, tasty, as undeserving as Chayar is coming to me, why? The Kaimus Sholish Sudas B'Shabbos. I'm a Kaimus Sholish Sudas B'Shabbos. Based on what we had earlier, basically mentioning, he's the Kaimus Sholish Sudas B'Shabbos, and therefore he gets Chayar. We'll get back to this, but you have to know what was tasty. I should get schar for doing what I'm supposed to do. Everyone's supposed to keep shoshus and shabbos. What's the tasty? It's coming to me as schar, as if you did something extra credit, as if you did something lifnim shusadin. It's a basic chiyuv. We'll circle back. We touched on this yesterday already. We'll circle back to it later in the Amud, where there's a conversation again about some other related ideas. Amar Rav Nachman, tasty the kaimus shoshus and shabbos. It's coming to me schar because I was mekayim shoshus and shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda, tasty the kaimus in tefila. It's a reward is coming my way because I'm a kaim that concept of ian tefillah. What does that mean? We have Tosfos points out that we have ian tefillah similarly sounds like bima ayin tefillah. Tosfos points out this is a famous Tosfos. Tosfos is relevant because it comes up. This concept comes up a few places in Shas, and at some places in Shas, it references ian tefillah as a good thing. Like our Gemara seems to be saying, I should get schar because I'm doing ian tefillah. Sounds like it's a good thing. So over here, where it sounds like it's a good thing, Tosfos, what does it mean? It means kavana. I'm a guy in tefillah, I have kavana by tefillah, and therefore it's coming to me schar. That's the same as the Mishnah Peah. The Mishnah Peah says that elu dvarim, that a person has, he keeps the keren l'olam haba, and he still gets schar in el mazeh, right? First, right in the beginning of Peah. So one of the things listed in the Mishnah is ian tefillah. So that's again the good ian tefillah. That's the positive ian tefillah, namely having proper kavana. Elsewhere, we have Gemara that's saying that a person's ma'ayin in tefillah, he brings din upon himself. He brings he's maskirin le'avaneisav. And it says also that a person who we have the mar brachas, a person who is ma'ayin in tefillah, he's gonna bring himself kayev leiv. He's gonna bring himself heartache for his in tefillah. It's not like seeing tefillah feels a bad thing. It brings him heartache. It's gonna be maskirin le'avaneisav. So that refers to a person who's takes for granted that whatever he davens, I daven, now I'm going to be answered. Whatever I ask for, the answer is for sure going to be yes. If a person davens and he has the attitude that whatever I daven for, the answer is for sure going to be yes, he's bound for disappointment, number one, that's kayev lev, and number two, such an attitude that whatever I daven for, I'm actually going to get, so then becomes, he's upset that he wasn't answered automatically just because he davened. That person brings din upon himself, because if he expects everything he says to be answered, then the Shemayah starts to judge him. Why does he think he's so worried to be answered? That leads to judgment. So that's Ian's Tfilah, when a person's Ma'ayin's Tfilah with this anticipation that no matter what he davens for, he'll be answered. That is negative. And then Taisa says, there's a third Madrega of Ian's Tfilah. And what's that? The Gemara says, that in the end of Bavasar, Perikya Pasha, it says there's three things that ain't other matzah memento. Three things that a person can't be saved from all the time, daily. A person succumbs to these ideas. What are they? So one of them is hira avera, machshav avera. One of them is lashon hara. Those are fairly obvious why a person is constantly faced with those challenges. And then the last one, the Gemara of this says, is ian tefillah. The day doesn't go by where a person is not faced with ian tefillah. What does that mean? It can't be talking about the positive kavana, having kavana, because having kavana is a good thing. So we're talking about things that a day doesn't go by where that person isn't challenged by this. It can't be talking about the negative in tefillah. We know there's a concept of a person having confidence, false confidence, that tefillah is for sure going to be answered. A day doesn't go by where a person doesn't have false confidence that tefillah will be answered. Why would we say such a thing? So it can't mean any of those pshatim. So you know what it means? It means the opposite of the first pshat. A day doesn't go by where a person davens without messing up his kavana. Ian tefillah means having proper kavana. So you have to dray the words a little bit. A day doesn't go by without a lack of ian tefillah, without a lack of proper kavana. That makes sense. Of course, you know, famously, unfortunately, that as much as we try, everyone in his own madrega has moments where during davening they are not focused. Sometimes many moments, and therefore, it means a day doesn't go by where a person is constantly faced with the challenge of having kavana. That is how they're going to be learning the Gemara and Bavasa. So again, so it's really two and a half shot then. One shot is that Ian's feeling means having kavana. The other place in the shas, Ian's feeling means having uber confidence that you're going to be answered. Too much confidence that you guarantee to be answered, and that's negative. Having kavana, of course, is positive. And the Gemara Bavasa is referencing a lack of kavana, which is, of course, would be negative. But the Gemara is saying that no one's nitzel from it. Everyone falls prey to this. Everyone falls prey to the idea of not having kavana. I once heard a shop there of Drush. We say, Eila Varechav, Eila Vasusim. Some people travel by horse. Some people travel by chariots. Eila Varechav, Eila Vasusim. When we want to travel, all we got to do is B'Shem Hashem Elikim. We have to start davening. We start davening, our minds travel all over the world. Once we daven, if the nature is, our minds travel. Obviously, but that's the idea on the basis of this Gemara, that everyone succumbs to this notion, this concept of not always having proper kavana when we daven. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Breda Rav Yeshua, Tasili Dlesagina Arba Amas Begilavash. I actually get scared because I don't go for Amas without my head being uncovered. I'm a fish tasty the kindness, Mrs. Fillin. It's a word should come my way because I'm a kind Mrs. Fillin. I'm a Nachman tasty the kindness of Mrs. Sisses. A word should come my way because I'm a kind Mrs. Sisses. So right off the bat, Tfillin and Sisses, again, obviously everyone should get a word for all mitzvahs, but he's saying it as if I'm keeping Tfillin, I'm keeping Sisses, therefore I should get a word. Everyone keeps Sisses, everyone keeps Tfillin. So Rashi on this Rashi addresses, it's a continuation with the same logic as before. Just like we said, a person, Rav Hundi Yerushua, is saying, I should get hard because I don't go down Amis without Gila Reish. So if Sheshis was saying, I don't go down Amis without Tfillin. And Rav was saying, I don't go down Amis without Sisses. Oh, that's my dragon. Not to ever walk down Amis without Sisses. Not to ever walk. Even for Amos Tfillin, that's taka a lofty madrega. That's more than the base. Amalei Avyesiv through Avyesiv prayed to Rabba. Avuch Maizar Tvei. What's your father especially careful in? Amalei Besitzes. And Sitzes. Now this story backs up this Rashi's explanation that the paid in Sitzes, not just to wear Sitzes. Of course, everyone should wear Sitzes, and it's obviously a mitzvah. Everyone should wear it, and it wouldn't be considered the Fnim Mishur Sadin. The Fnim Mishur Sadin is to never go for Amos without it. Look at the story of the father of Rav Yosef, the son of Rabba. So it's referring to Rabba himself. Amalei, so he said, you know what my father does? He's Mekayim Mitzvah Tzitzis. Yemechad Havi Kasol Kutag, he's once going down a ladder, or going up a ladder. Ipsi Kuta, one of his strands got ripped, got messed up. Le'nachas V'asa Kamad Le'ramia. He didn't come down and fix the Tzitzis. He fixed the Tzitzis middle of climbing the ladder. He was to pause where he was and fixed his ear, not to move a moment without the without the tzitzis. So now, on this topic, so 2 points on this. First of all, we referenced this before already. It seems like in our Gemara, there's Amram Tanaim asking for schar, for things that are not necessarily from Bishuzdin. And we explained tzitzis and tefillin are talking about less than dalamis, which is from Bishuzdin, perhaps. But it seems like a lot of these things that we mentioned, for going back to, only going back to the Shalosh Sudas, are things that are regular chiyuvim, and he's saying, I should get schar for doing that. Of course, obviously we get schar for every mitzvah, but the nusach, the tasty, it's coming to me schar, sounds like it's coming to me extra credit for this mitzvah, which is something which everyone does. So what's the pshat? So we spoke yesterday, and reference it again today, tasis and bechor is not beis, Amabeis says, there's 2 reasons why I would say, either tasty li schar, or yehei chelki, mechelik should be amongst those, because those people get extra schar. There's 2 reasons why I would say it. Either could it's takal if nimishur is din, it's like extra credit, or tasis says, if it's a mitzvah that the nation is dashba, if it's a mitzvah that people are lemaisa not makbid on, people aren't being careful the way they should. So if people are being careful the way they should, so then the fact that this person's keeping it properly, even if it's a regular mitzvah, then that's something which warrants extra schar. Shalosh Sudas was something that apparently, until today, it's not so uncommon, that people aren't necessarily so particular about, people aren't so makbid on. And therefore, for someone doing even that which is basic, that which is a basic halacha, not lefim shuzad in, but the Hamein Am is not keeping it, that is worthy itself of extra schar. That's a tesis in Bechayrus learns. However, there is a discussion about this. The discussion, let's go back to the Dal Amas Begila Reish. 4 Amas without the head, without the head being uncovered. So, Magen Avraham says, Magen Avraham actually brings that there is a mila to even be makben, midas chasidus, he calls it, to be makben, not to even go less than 4 amas without a head uncovered. And he says you should try to be particular even in young children. So the Maratzchi says that there's a mashal who understands the whole idea of covering the head is taka only a hiddur. It's not a chiyiv. And what's his raya? Our Gemara. Because the Gemara is saying, I should get schar for not going begila reish, not going with my head uncovered. Sounds like if you're getting extra credit, extra schar, must be the whole idea of covering one's head is a hiddur, not a chiyiv. And if we want extra schar for the extra credit, that is how the Maratzchis brings from the Marshal. Taz, Taka argues and says, no, the people weren't so makbid, and therefore he's saying, I should get schar for doing that which the people aren't so makbid on. But not that this is something which is extra credit, which fits very much like we just spoke out from Taisvas and Mechleris, Daf Beis. That's all point number one, that we're saying that there's 2 ways to approach it. Do we say that it must be its extra credit, and that's why he's asking for extra schar? That's how the Marshal tackles the Maisa, Legavi covering one's head. And there are many sects in Klal Yisrael who are not makbid to wear yarmulke necessarily if it's not during davening. And maybe the Yisraelich on this Marshal learns it's just a maila, a chumri yisera, but not obligation. Or according to the Taz, he goes with really based on the same lambda that we said from Taisim Bechiris, that no, you could be saying tasty as you get extra schar just for doing something that the Hamainam is lax with. That alone is a reason for extra schar. Now on this idea of covering one's head, so first of all, Ramesha in his first tshuva, Nigus Mesha, the first tshuva in the Nigus Mesha, in the whole Sefer, discusses the size of a yarmulke. The size of a yarmulke. Rav Shlomo, he brings over there, Rav Shlomo Kluge was makbid that the yarmulke should be covering almost the entire head, it should cover Rav with Reish, and Rav Shlomo over there, Ramesha Feinstein, that's how it says in that piece, and no, it's not particular, having the yarmulke doesn't have to cover most of the head of its entirety, most of the top of that he discusses. He's lenient as to how big the size of the yarmulke has to be. Of course, the Meshach Feinstein famously had a huge yarmulke that did cover right of the head, according to all Madrigas, but he wrote as a psak for the Elam, that the yarmulke need not be that big for it to be kosher. That's one halacha ma'is on this. Another separate, no, let's leave it. Let's go weiter, and if we have more time, then we'll come back to this. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar, Bamar Abaye, tastily the Kichazinus of Rabbanan Shel Masechte. Abaye says, I should get Tzchar, be a word should come to me, because when I see a Rabbanan that makes a Siyim, I make a big Siyim. Magen Avraham brings from the Yamsha Shleima, who discusses the idea of a Siyim, and he says, if you medaik Lashon Gemara, he says, when a scholar finishes a Masechte, Abaye says, I make a Siyim. It sounds like let me read the top words of Kuf Yitesa Ben Aleph, Avdina Yomitavul Rabbanim, plural. So when one Talmud Chacham finishes Mzechta, I make a Yomta Vesuda for the Rabbanim, plural. So Yavash Shoshayim learns from here, Magdavar means it, that when one Talmud Chacham makes a Siyim, it's a Suda not just for himself, it's a Siyim, it's a celebration even for the other Talmud Chachamim with him. This is the basis of the concept that one person makes a Siyim on Erev Pesach, and whoever joins in the Siyim doesn't have to fast. In the 9 days, one person makes a Siyim, and other people join in, won't have to fast. The concept, again, is based on this idea that it's a joint party. Abaye saying, I should get schar, I'm the one that makes Siyim. Famously, we know we make the Siyim, we list all the names, the 10 sons of who? Of Papa. means the 10 sons of Papa. Remember Papa Puna, Papa Chiba, Papa Rina, all the names of Papa's sons. I once said to Rav, why are the names of Papa, why is the 10 sons of Rav Papa listed? Because Rav Papa was particular that whenever someone finished the Masechta, he'd make a Siyam. And the Ma'il of making a Siyam is, it creates more of a Chashiva celebration for Hashlam and Torah. And it propels people to learn more and to make more Siyamim. And that's the Ma'il of making a Siyam. That's why Abaye was saying, I should get started because I'm busy. I make sure to make a Siyam for when the Rabbanim, when they finish something. Amar Abba. Tasty the Kasutsu Rabban Lakamay Ladina. I should get because when a Tam Chacham comes to me, a Tam Chacham comes to me for din, let me see the ratio based on the comment, let me pick up the schuze. I don't put my head on the pillow until I uncover some sort of schus in his merit. So two malachim over here. One malach is that we actually give, it's exactly what it sounds like. I try to find a reason that the Tam Chacham should win, should be mzeich and din. He should be judged favorably. It sounds a little bit like, but even though we know we're not supposed to bend judgment, sounds like there should be favoritism towards Tam Chacham, very bechidish. Another mahalach I want to say, also based on Rashi, both these are based on Rashi, is that it just means you don't delay. Tam Chacham is busy, Tam Chacham has other things on his mind. I don't delay, I don't go to sleep till his din is taken care of. Not so much about being mahapach l'schus, that's not the focus. The focus is not going to sleep till it's taken care of. Amar Rav Ravashi, pasinu la tzuvah rabbanu l'dina, I'm puzzled. Rav Ravashi says, I'm puzzled to judge a tzuvah rabbanu. Why? My time to chavali like a goofy. I love a Tam Chacham like I love myself. And just like I can't judge myself because I won't see anything negative about myself, I can't judge a Tam Chacham either because it's like just like judging myself. I'm biased, and therefore I can't judge a Tam Chacham. That is what Rav Ravashi says. Rav Chanina Me'atav B'Apanya Dvam Shavasa. Rav Chanina would wrap himself in his nice clothing, Kavod Shabbos, and he'd go and greet Apanya Dvam Shabbos. He'd go on Erev Shabbos, right by a couple of Shabbos time, and he'd say, "Amru Bayvin Etzel Likus Kashabbos Malka." Let's go out and greet the Shabbos Malka, the Shabbos Queen. Rav Yani Lavish Mani Mali Shabbos. Rav Yani would get dressed in Shabbos clothing again on Friday, same thing. Vamar he'd say, "Bayikala, Bayikala." Of course, we say both, right? Bayikala, Bayikala, Bay Shabbos Malka. That's end of the Chodedi. So he'd say, "Bayikala, Bayikala." So 2 points to this. First of all, what's the difference between why did Rav Chanina say Shabbos Malka, and why did Rav Yani say Shabbai Kalabai Kalos? It's a beautiful pshat. It turned to me brings, maybe it's his own or brings for someone else, turned to me brings that a beautiful chiddush. There's a machlekes whether or not Tisha Shabbos is derice or not. When Makabal Shabbos, when? In the twilight before Shabbos, when Makabal Shabbos, which is really Haisafa to Shabbos. We're being Maisafa to Shabbos when we accept Shabbos. So if Tisha Shabbos is derice, then it's already Shabbos Malka. It's already the Shabbos itself. It's Shabbos Malka. It's already Shabbos when he's doing Kabbalah Shabbos. If you hold that Shabbos is not the Reisa, so good, he's adding to Shabbos, but it's not the Reisa, that's Shabbos Kala. Kala represents the girl right before she gets married. As she's getting married, she's the Kala. That represents the pregame right into the marriage. That's the Kala. So according to Rav Yane, he wants to say Teisa Shabbos before Shabbos is not the Reisa. According to Rav Chanina, Teisa Shabbos is the Reisa, and therefore he calls the Shabbos Malka as opposed to Shabbos Kala. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rabba Barafuna Ikalavir, Rabba Rab Nachman, Kribele Tlas Savi Tachi. They brought him three sons of these type of wafers. Amalu, Miadina, Havadzina. You knew I was coming? The second he walked in, he came in, they brought him these three beautiful wafers, these fancy wafers. Chash Vasuda, you realize I was coming? Amalu, they said to him, no. Miadifis Mina, are you any more important than it? What's it? Shabbos. Meaning, it's Shabbos. We're making these fancy loaves in honor of Shabbos. You happen to come. It wasn't done for you. We know you're coming. It was done on the Kavod of Shabbos. Rebbe Abba, Zavim B'Tleis HaSkiri B'Shiti B'Sro B'Tleis HaSabachi. Rebbe Abba would buy meat from 13 butchers for 13 of these Astiris. Remember, we had a few while back, the number 13, Lagabe, the amount of when a person gets bitten by snake venom, about 10 miles back, he gets bitten by snake venom. So he said the remedy is to cut open a white donkey, the embryo of a white donkey, and cut it open and put it on the wound. And we had that person that was mevaza, he didn't keep the divrei chachamim, and he was bitten by a snake, and they tried to cut open, the Gemara says, with 13 embryos, and none of them worked because they all were found to be trephus. And Abaye said, must be because he was over the divrei chachamim. But we said that the number 13 could be with lavdavka. Rashi points out, it's actually Rashi in this daf, Rashi points out 13 could be a guzma. It's going to come up later in the daf when the number 13 comes up again. And over there, Rashi says, 13 is guzma. Chor, who I did over here too, 13 is a guzma. Okay, so you go to these 13 different meets, and he would deliver it to the door of his house, of his kitchen. He'd say, "Go be fast and go prepare this. Go prepare this before this meet, before Shabbos, before Mommy comes to prepare the Kavod Shabbos." Ravo Havi Yosef Atachsa Tishino Meshev Nura. Ravo would sit near the fire. And he would fan the fire to cook for Shabbos. We're talking about the engagement of these different Amram in the preparation for Shabbos. Rav Anan Lava Shkunda, Rav Anan would put on a black, like a black apron almost, in order to show that this is a day to get messy to prepare of Shabbos. Tana Beis Shmuel, begun the Shavishon Gedir the Rabbi. I use the begun case the Rabbi. You know the begun that a person uses to prepare the food. The chef doesn't wear the same food. A waiter wears nicer clothing. He wears nice clean clothing. So the chef is wearing dirty clothing. The waiter wears cleaner clothing. So the begun that you use to prepare for Shabbos is not the begun that you should go and serve the king itself. And therefore you put on the apron for the preparation of Shabbos. Rav Safra would fire up the head of an animal. Rav Amach Shibuta, Rav would salt the head of a fish. Certain type of fish for Shabbos. There's a Gemara, by the way, right in the beginning of the second paragraph of Kedushin, where the Gemara discusses that a person can be the Kaddish, Isha, and Yishliach, and the Gemara gets into us the Kiddush. The Gemara says, because there's a Kiddush there, that you would have thought that there's mitzvah by Yisim and Peshluchai, there's a mitzvah to yourself rather than the Shliach. Like we find, and it brings these examples, that Rav Safra himself prepared, of course he had people, Misharsim, that can prepare for him on Rav Shabbos. He himself specifically prepared the ratio of the head on Rav Shabbos, Rav Moshibuta, Rav was sold to fish, because even though it could be done by someone else, mitzvah by Yisim Peshluchai, there's a mitzvah oneself more than using a Shliach. These are the words of the Gemara in Kedushin. I think it's not from Malach. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna Madlik Shargi, Rav Huna would light lamps for Shabbos. Rav Papa Gadol Psilata, Rav Papa would make the wicks. He would spin the wicks for the lamps. Rav Chizda Parham Silka, Rav Chizda would chop up the beets. Rabba Rav Yosef Matzkasivi, they would split the wood for the fire or for heating purposes for light. Rav Zeir Matzkasusi there would light the fire. These are all different things that Amram did in order to prepare for Shabbos. Two quick points. First of all, Rav Huna, we said, lit the candlelights. Isn't lighting candles the mitzvah that was given to the Nashim? Why is Rav Huna lighting the candlelights? That was the mitzvah that was given to the Nashim. So either Yaakov Emden says he was single. Rav Yaakov Emden says that he was single. He wasn't married. And that's why maybe his wife was Nifter. He wasn't married yet. Therefore, he lights with halachas when a person is single or home alone. The man, Avad, has a mitzvah to light the candles. We give it to the woman when there's a woman around. No one around. The man does it. That's Pshat of one. Other Chayim say no. We know there's a concept of preparing the lights for the wife, meaning you take the wick, you light the wick on fire to get rid of any loose hairs from the wick, and then you put out the fire, and then it makes it faster, easier to ignite that same wick later. It's called, that's the husband's preparation of the wicks. That's what it's referring to. It didn't mean he mamish lit the wicks. It means he prepared them, he lit it and put it out in order that the wife should light it later. That's point number one. Point number two on all this is, we're talking about there's a more general point. We're talking about mitzvah beis b'shluchai. We're talking about preparing with their own body for the mitzvah. All these amaram did themselves. The Nitziv brings a beautiful idea that we're learning from these psukim, from this concept of a person being mechavet Shabbos. We're learning that mitzvah beis b'shluchai applies even by hechsher mitzvah. Meaning, he says, I wouldn't say that there's a mitzvah beis b'shluchai to go buy your Hanukkah menorah yourself. You can get some of your Misharis out to buy the Chakam Menorah. When it comes to lighting the menorah, doing the mitzvah, okay, you do it yourself, mitzvah b'yis b'shluchai. But when it comes to a hechsher mitzvah, preparing for the mitzvah, is there a din of mitzvah b'yis b'shluchai and hechsher mitzvah? Here we see clearly, at least over here with the source, we see clearly all these Amram, these could remember, preparing for Shabbos is a hechsher mitzvah. Preparing for Shabbos is not the mitzvah. So the mitzvah itself is to have any Shabbos. Yet in order to have any Shabbos, right, famous mashal, that's the whole mashal of this whole world. A person who prepares before Shabbos, he'll have Atina Shabbos. A person who doesn't prepare for Shabbos, won't have Atina Shabbos. Obviously, the mashal is to our lifetime and Elam Haba. But the point is that it's still called preparing for Shabbos. It's called Hechsher. And still we're saying, even though it's Hechsher, it's preparing, it's still considered mitzvah yibay, yesu mishluchai, as Isaac the Nitziv. So we find the concept of yesu mishluchai, even on Hechsher. Okay. Says the writer, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Mechatev Ayel, Mechatev Nafek. Rav Nachman Yitzchak would lift up the bundles of Shabbos, bring him in, take out, you'd schlep things, around for Shabbos, you'd get involved with schlepping. Amar, Elu Makalini, Rav Amir Rasi, if Rav Amir Rasi came to visit me, this is Chashav Yidin, I would carry bundles to service them, so how can I not, why should I do the same for Shabbos? I certainly should carry and schlep to service Shabbos. Vigadarmi, some say, Rav Amir Rasi, Mechatev Ayel, Mechatev Nafek. Some say, no, it wasn't Rav Nachman Yitzchak who schlep things and using Rav Amir Asi as his guideline that if I schlep for them, I schlep for Shabbos. It was Rav Amir Asi themselves that schlept for Shabbos, and their guideline was Rav Bechlan. Amir, what do they say? If Rav Bechlan come to us, wouldn't we lift things in front of him to service him? So certainly we should do nothing less for Shabbos itself. Famous story, one of the most famous stories that kids know about Shabbos growing up. Yosef make your Shabbos Avi. Yosef was someone who kept Shabbos. Yosef was on the Shabbos in high esteem. He was very mechabed Shabbos. And so that was his name, Yosef Mekhe Shabbos. Okay. There was a guy in his neighborhood, David Efishi, the Chassid, who was a very wealthy man. And the astrologer said to him, Mr. Wealthy Guy, all of your money is going to be handed over into the possession of Rabbi Yosef. So he wanted to protect his money from Yosef. This is so funny. You think this is almost opposite. Certainly any financial advisor today would advise exactly against this. They always say the best way to protect your money is to diversify, to separate, not to put all in one spot. What did he do? He wanted to protect his money. So Azal from Yosef Mekhe Shabbos, He went and he sold all of his assets and he bought one big gem with it, which is again ironic. If somehow he believed astrologers that all his money is going to go to Yisrael Shabbos, putting all his money into one spot would be the easiest way for the guy to get Yisrael Shabbos. Again, cash of a Maisa, and that is the Maisa, what ultimately happened. Says the Gemara, ice for the sign, he put into his hat this gem, sewn into his hat, so he figured he can't get more protected than that. How did he cover Mabra when he's passing over a river? Afrachay Zika Shadik Maya, a wind sent his hat flying into the river. Bali Kavra, a big fish came and swallowed it. Asuka, Aisi, Apani, Demal Shabasa. So, fishermen were fishing, and they brought up this fish on a Friday, late in the day on Friday, which was the time that everyone had already finished buying all their purchases for Shabbos. Ami manzav behashta. Who's going to buy it first now? Who's going to spend manvashav? Whoever didn't buy yet is not going to spend money now on a big fancy fish solely on the Shabbos. Ami, they said, you know who do it? Zil amelu zil amtiyul gabi yosef mekha Shabbos. Go bring it to yosef mekha Shabbos to ruggle the zavin. He would be coming. It would be common for him to go and buy it because he's so machshav Shabbos, he'll go and buy it even though he already has others. If there's a nice one that presents itself in front of him, he'll go buy that as well. What happened? They brought it to him. Kachabi Taka bought it. Kari Ashkei Magaras. He cut it open. He found the pearl. Zavne Betleiser Ilsa Didinri Dava. He sold the pearl for 13 attics full of gold. Here's the 13 again. Here's Rashi says 13 attics of gold. That's a crazy meshigim about the money. That's again 13 is often a number of chats. It's a gizma. Second time today we have number 13. But again, it was a usual amount of money. Pagabi Usaba, a certain elder came to him and said, "Aramad Yas Shabbos Apari Shabbos." A certain elder came, of course. Who typically do we say the when we say Usaba? Who do we say it normally means? Usaba normally means not always, but often means Elio Hanavi. Elio came and he said to him, "One who borrows for the sake of Shabbos, Shabbos or Pesim." So I didn't say this before. Maybe the Mer said it, we missed it. But Yosef Mekha Shabbos, he just wasn't Stam the honor Shabbos. He honored Shabbos to the extent that he actually was known with this because he would even borrow money. He would even put himself into debt in order to honor Shabbos. And that's what they never said. One who borrows the man for Shabbos, Shabbos will repay him. The Ashirat so was one of the Zecha to merit their great wealth because they take Meister. She now makes the process less. Famous Aser to Aser, right? Coming up soon in the parashas. Aser to Aser. The double ush of Aser to Aser is Aser v'shut Asher. It's coming later in the summer. Aser v'shut Asher, take, give Meister in order that you become wealthy. If you give Meister, you'll become wealthy. Right, that's what Yaakovina said. He made his promise that kol shatitin li aser asren alach. Whatever you give to me, I will certainly give you a tenth. And then we learn from we darshin the pasuk. One who gives a tenth will be zeicha to wealth. Shev bavel mayin zeichan. Those who are in bavel. Now this talking a little about meisters over there. So meisters in Eretz Yisrael. Those who are in bavel. Right, we apply it today to meisik safim. But the pasuk is talking about meister of the field. Those in bavel don't have meister of the field. So what are they zeicha to wealth? Because the mechab of the terem, those learn terem. Shev sharet tis mayin zeichan. Other lands, other than bavel, other than Israel. What are the people who have wealth? What are they zeicha from? I'm a bishul shev mechab. Then it's a Shabbos. The people who are wealthy are mechab Shabbos. Discusses in the honor of Mechabit Shabbos, the Zeich to wealth, like Yosef Mekha Shabbos. Tamar Chiv Abba, Pamachas, Nisarachti, Itzel Babayis, Lutkia. Once I was a guest at a home in Lutkia, Hevilafani, front of Shulchan, they brought in front of me the front of Shulchan, Shalzav, Masa, Shisha, Asardim. They brought in front of me when it came to eat a table. Or the Baal Bayis, they brought in front of him a table, a gold table that was so heavy, you needed 16 people to lift it. And the 16 silver chains set into this table, and there were plates, cups, and drinks, and ladles, and bottles set on the table. On this table, all the types of foods, and delicacies, and spices, I say, I remember when they put the table down in front of him to eat, they would say, Lashem Aretz Malai, right? I said this Baal Bayis, Bani, Bama Zachislach, Yisrael to this majesty, this unbelievable Ravchus and Ashiris. Why are you zeicher to it? Only Katzavisi, I was a butcher. You know what business I was in? I was a butcher. That's my tzchus. Mukabeim b'shayis, that's how I became rich. Mukabeim b'shayis din amarti teilu Shabbos. Shayis said, no. Any beim that was nice, any choice piece of meat, I would always designate it for Shabbos. Amarti loy. And therefore, Rav Chiyah Bar Abba said to him, "Ashrech Shazchisu Baruch Hamakom Shazchislach." That's Taket. That's what you did. It makes sense. Fortunate that you were Zeicha for the cup of Shabbos and for blessed Hashem Baruch Hu, who's not giving me such a reward. Shabbos deserves such a merit, such wealth for the covet of Shabbos. Okay, so we see from the story that people outside of Eretz Yisrael, they get their merit. Eretz Yisrael, they get the merit to wealth from Meiser and Bavel. They get the merit to wealth from Machavet Torah, and outside of Eretz Yisrael, Bavel, they get the merit to wealth from being Mechavid Shabbos. The case that said why does the food Shabbos food smell so good? We have a spice, a special spice. You know what it's called? It's called Shabbos. If we put the Shabbos spice in our Shabbos food, and it makes it smell, it makes it taste good. So the case said, "No, give me some of it." Only someone who keeps Shabbos does the spice work for. One who doesn't keep Shabbos, the spice doesn't work for. And on the contrary, good Shabbos is chayv misa. Good, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. What does it mean? It says the pasuk. If you this going back by the pasukim of if you're proclaiming Shabbos as a day that Hashem is that is a day of einig and the holy one the holy ulakadosh. This holy day, Hashem is mechubed. What does it mean, mechubed? Amle yizayim kippurim sheim bayachil eshtiyim. Mechubed is talking, remember we had earlier in the Sechta, chibalte means with clothing. Chibalte means, Rabbi Yechon used to call his clothing, mechabdeisai. So when we focus on a day that you're supposed to be mechubed, that's more specifically Yom Kippur actually. We don't have the mila of fancy foods and fancy drinks, so what's the way to mechabed it? With clothing. Terry says, make sure we're nice, clean clothing on Yom Kippur. That's the Kippur. Yom Kippur says the Marsha, that is the source for wearing a talus and a kittel all day of Yom Kippur is this pasuk of chibatay of honoring Yom Kippur. Chibatay vayter, you should honor it. Rab Amar Lahakdim. Rab says you should make the meal early. Let's go back to Shabbos now. Make the meal earlier than usual. Shmuel Amar, obviously not Yom Kippur, no meals. Shmuel Amar Lacher. It means to make the meal earlier. According to Rab, according to Shmuel, means to make the meal later than usual. We're going to see the second taste explains because the next mar is no machlekes here. That's the second taste of the page. The short taste was so the mar amalei bnei rab papa ler bar abel ler papa kigayin ana. Us, we have meat every day and wine every day. My Mishani, how can we make Shabbos special? Whatever your normal time to make the meals, make the meal at a different time of Shabbos. If you don't make the meal early during the week, make the meal later on Shabbos. If you don't make the meal late, make the meal early on Shabbos. Do something different for your meal. You know, to make Shabbos, that's Shana Ram and Shmuel. Rav was saying you make it early because you normally have late meals. Shmuel was saying you make it later because you normally have early meals. There's no machlokes Ram and Shmuel. Rav Sheshes b'kaita ma'isa lo rabbanon heichad ma'isa shimsha. Rav Sheshes, when he would give his drush on Shabbos, he would make sure to put sit the Rabban in the place of the sun, so the sun should bother them. And in the winter, he'd put them in a place where the shade was, so they'd be too cold. Why? In order they should get up and be busy to eat the Shabbos meal. He didn't want them to Rosh was blind. He didn't want the people to be so engrossed in the speech and miss Shabbos meal, so he purposely would give the shear in a place where they weren't so comfortable, so they'd get up and go eat the Shabbos food, which is more important than spending the whole day in the base mansion. Rav Seir, top of our base, Rav Seir, Mahadar, Azuzi, Azuzi, Drabbanon, Rav Seir, go to the prayers, Drabbanon, Amalu, Vatus, Minaychel, Lesachlano. And he says, I beg of you, don't be Machal Shabbos, make sure to spend time and prepare properly for Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Vitim, Rav Shuv, and Levi. Afiyachim, Slav, Levi, Shabbos, Shabbos, Levi, Chulu, even the Yachid, who's Adam Shabbos, Yachid, Adam himself, should say the words, Vaychulu, Dam Rav Nunu, Kam, Slav, Levi, Shabbos, Levi, Chulu, whoever said Adam's Erev Shabbos, he's Friday night, by the way. Whoever Adam's Friday night, he says, Vaychulu, Malo, Vakas, Vakil, Nas, Shutta, Vakas, Broku, he's a Shutta, he's a ponder, my separations. Shenemar vayichulu, al tuki vayichulu. Don't say and it was completed. Say ele vayichalu, and they were finished. They were finished. Kaviyachul, as if that this person, the person who's saying the tefillah, and Akash Baruch Hu together completed the creation of the world. Amar Blazer, Menachem Shadim Kamaisa. We know deeper is like Maisa. Shenemar b'tvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. With the word of Hashem, the world Hashemayim was created. So deeper is like Maisa. We actually find this concept elsewhere. Where in Maseches Tmura, the dibur is like Maisa. When a person makes a carbon by saying Zet Tmura Zet, or anytime really a person makes Hekdash, he makes a Chalais Hekdash. With the deeper, it's also b'dibur is like Maisa. Okay, Amar Chizda, that the world was created also with the deeper. Amar Chizda. The point of this, by the way, is that's how when a person says the tefillah of Vayichulu, he's also helping to create the world. You see, with the deeper, you can finish and create the world. Amar Chizra, Amar Ma'ukva, comes Balav Shabbos Vayim Vayichulu. Shnei Melech Tisharis Malav Nei Seladam Manichin Deim Oreishiv Emelay Tisara Avanecha Bchatazach B'Tulu. A person who says Vayichulu on Friday night, two Melech Tisharis Malavim, they put their hands on his head and they give him a bracha that you're Avanish in the part. This is perhaps they bring the source that people should give their children brachas on Friday night. This is Mamas Sugal for bracha Tanya. Basically, Imer Shnei Melech Tisharis Malavim Shabbos, the basic has to be say on Friday night, two malachim escort a person home to his house. Echad teiv mecharav. One of the malachim is really a good malach, and one is a bad malach. Ukshavol lebeisai matzaner dalak v'shulchan aruch mitzvah mitzas. When he comes to his house, the table set, and he finds the nair burning. Everything's ready for Shabbos, and the bed ready means the bed they used to sit on a bed for their meal, the meat of the meal. So malach teiv mecharav. Yiratzu sheshabbos sheteiv the Shabbos acher eskat. That this the same we're finding right now. We should find the same thing next Shabbos as well. Malach rai. The negative malach says, I mean, negative malach has to answer amen to that bracha. Bakarach against his will. Dim lav. If however opposite, if you find that things are not set for Shabbos, malach ra emi yiratzu sheteiv Shabbos acheres. The malach ra gets to say it should be the same thing again next Shabbos. He's not prepared for Shabbos. Well, malach teiv amen bakarach. Malach teiv. The good malach has to answer amen bakarach. Amen. So first she said this whole table, even if you only see a little bit, even though the Pasha is supposed to eat at least a kibetza, the point is even though you only see a minute amount, you said a big beautiful table for Shabbos. Remember Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos also be fun to say, it's about Malka. First she said it's a beautiful table for Shabbos, even if you only see the kizayas. Chamin mat Shabbos, Malugma, hot water mat Shabbos is very good, it's very healthy. Pascha mat Shabbos, Malugma, so too. Hot bread, freshly baked bread mat Shabbos is also a healthy thing of Milo. Bo, Havi, Abdin, Leiba, Fuki, Shabasa, Iglatilsa, Bo, for Matzah Shabbos, we'd make Iglatilsa, you'd make a third, Iglatilsa is the third calf. What does it mean, third calf? Either means a calf that was born third to its mother, the third calf of the mother is considered a choice calf, or it was a third in its third year, or a third of its ultimate growth. Different Mishatim, okay, but it's a very choice calf, and look what he took from it. He would just take the kidney, the cup of Matzah Shabbos. The kidney was a choice, a delicacy. He got the Avimi brain, when his son Avimi got older, Amalei said to his father, you're taking a whole Eglatilsa every Matzah Shabbos just for the kidney. Why don't you take an animal, take it for Shabbos, and leave over the kidney for Matzah Shabbos? Nishma Kulaisa Mala Shabbata, Shech, the animal every Shabbos, leave over the kidney for Matzah Shabbos, and use that. You're not using an extra animal for no reason, just for the kidney on Matzah Shabbos. Shafku Vasa Arim Achle. He tried it once. A lion came and ate up the kidney over Shabbos, and it wasn't remaining for Matzah Shabbos, and he learned from there that it's Kedai Matzah Shabbos Av Malka to make a whole animal just for the kidney for the Matzah Shabbos. Amishu Levi, call any Amenish Rabbi Chol Kayichai. Whoever says Amenish Rabbi with those Kayach, like the Rashi Tosis, doesn't mean Kol Kayichai, I mean with all of his Kavana. Rashi or Kortesis means Kol Kayichai means not just all of his Kavana, it means actually with all of his allowed. We talk to both. We say allowed and we say all Kavana. What's the famous remember of the Gemara? Kairi le Gzardinai. A Gzardin, a negative decree is gripped up Shnemar. Bifraya, Praise Yisrael, Mazandim, and Baruch Hashem. My time of price. Why would the punishments averted? Meshum to Baruch Hashem, because they bless Hashem. But bless Hashem. Yeshua Rabba, there's a to rip up a bad decree. A filo. By the way, for those that need to go to shul for the 6:30 minyan, I'm not throwing you out. I'm just saying it's 6:25. Rabbi Abba, Amar Beichan. A filo Yeshua Shemesh Avida Zara Meichel Mai. Even someone has a Shemesh Avida Zara. We just had this yesterday. Also, person who has a Shemesh Avida Zara, he gets mechila for having shalosh shudas. On Shabbos, he gets mechila by Zara with tshuva. Here we're saying also Yeshua Rava is a mechila by Zara. Ksivach pray for us. Ksivach kifaru. It says over there kifaru legabe by the eighth by the egazah. Amir shak shkaina amim cholkeich. Whoever says amim with those kaiach pistol lishar Gan Eden, they open up from the sharm the gates of Gan Eden. Sharm pistol sharm the yavei gate sadik shemir emunim. The one who watches the emunim. What does it mean? He watches the amims. I'll take you shem emunim elisha emim amim. Those who say amim. My amim. What does amim mean? Famous. You've heard this. Amr Rav Chanina. It's an abbreviation. Three letters. Aleph and Nun. To Kael Melech. Ne'eman. That's what Amen. It's not just affirming. With Amen, it's referencing Kel Melech Ne'eman. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the King who is Ne'eman is faithful. Amar Vida Breid of Shmuel, Shmuel de Rav. In Adlik Mitzvah El Mitzvah El Makom Sheish Kol Shabbos. Fires is only found in a place where the Mechal Shabbos. That's never where fires are found. Shemar V'Mleis Shmuel Eli L'Kadosh Shem Shabbos L'Vulti Seis Masa. V'Tati Eish B'Sarel. A fire will come in the gates over there. Achla Armais Yishlaim V'Leisichba. There'll be a fire in the place of Shlaim. They won't be able to extinguish. What's a day that we can't put out fires? Mamashti. That's this Perek. About putting same things in fires. On Shabbos, it's the same things because you can't put out the fire. It's Shabbos, so there's going to be fires that won't be put out. The fires will come on days where people won't be around to extinguish. It will come on Shabbos because of not keeping Shabbos properly. This is going to be the whole next topic. We're going to have eight reasons why Yishlaim was destroyed. That'll take us down to the dump. Yishlaim was destroyed only because people were Machal Shabbos. That was the cause of the destruction of Yishlaim. Shnemer, Mishafsesei, Lima, Neim, Bachel, Bezeichem. And therefore, v'achel, I profaned, I became profaned, I became like chulin in their midst. Amar b'vo, lechav Yishlaim el b'shvul shel bidlu kishan shachav arvus. Yishlaim is destroyed because they were batlu kishan in the morning and night. Shemar, hoy mashkim ha-boyker, sheikha yirdifu. Uksiv, hoya kiner, v'nevel, tzayif v'chol v'yayim v'shteyim, v'eis p'rel Hashem, lo yavitu. They didn't look to the works of Hashem. Uksiv, lechain gola, therefore, because they didn't look to the works of Hashem. They didn't do that which you do in the morning and night. They didn't do Krishma. Therefore, Lachin Galami Bididas, the nation was one of the Gauls without knowledge. Amar Nuna, another third reason for the Chorv Yishlaim, the Chorv Yishlaim Ella, Bishul Shabitlu to Batrek Shavash Rab. Didn't have Cheder, didn't have Chadar for the little small children. Shemma, it says, Shveich Al Elo Bechutz, Matam Shveich, why was there poured out anger in the streets? Bishim Da Elo, because the children are outside, instead of being in the Chadarim, in the yeshivas where they belong, unbelievable, concept, not getting involved with in the medical, the politics of when children should be going back to yeshiva over here in these times of virus of COVID. However, you see that one thing cannot be underestimated, the importance of the children not being in the streets and the importance of being in Chadarim, the safety of the world, safety of Yishlaim. Yishlaim was destroyed because the children were not in the Chadarim. Amar Ula, they didn't have any Busha, one for another, they have no shame. They weren't embarrassed each other. Because they equated a small and a great person. They didn't give any chashivas to greater people over a small person. Like it says, it'll be with the person, there will be the people just like a kayan. The am will be just like a kayan. It's right? The land will be empty. They treated a regular person like a kayan. The kayan no chashivas, and the land therefore became empty. I'm sorry. Amr Braid of Shimmer Abba, Amr of Shimmer Abba, Amr of Chanina. The Chav Yishlayim, Elev Yishvil, Shalichichu Zazah. Yishlayim was destroyed because they didn't give Teichacha, they didn't give rebuke to one another. Shema, it says, Shema Ha'yisarek, Ka'ayalim, Le'matzimira. The leaders were like Ayalim. Ayal is like the male ram. Like Ayal that they found no pasture. Ma'ayal Zeh, Reishay, Shalzeh, Tzatzav, Shalzeh. Each Ayal sticks his head in his friend's, by his friend's rear. By his friend's tail, obviously she was the dirt. Kopsh b'nei mekarka, so too kaiyos on that dirt. They buried the head in the ground. Literally, the origination of the expression, bury the hand in the sand. They ignored the other people's shortcomings. Le'achichu zeh zeh, didn't give each other teicha. The true way for us to help each other grow is to give each other teicha to help each other get to higher levels. Amar Rav Yehuda, obviously done by kavodik and done in a friendly manner, not in an antagonistic manner. Amar Rav Yehuda. Because the words, the messages of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the messengers, and the words of the Nevi'im were scoffed at, were mocked, and then the wrath of Hashem rose up after that. My Einim Rapeh, Amar Vidam Rav, Kama Batim Chamim, Ein Ler Fulam Akasu. Whoever is Batim Chamim, Ein Ler Fulam Akasu. Beautiful. This ties into what we referenced earlier. That person that Peretz Kedesh Shechan Nachash, that Abaye said the reason why no cure was going to cure him from the bite and the snake bite, because he was Peretz Kedesh on the words of the Chamim. That fits with this Marabia that was saying there's no refuel for the Makam, a person who wasn't with the Chamim. By the way, what was the thing that he went against? That person went against over there about 10 ago when he's bitten by the snake. They had made a gzeira not to do certain things by weddings, not to make certain palm branches by weddings because of Avelos for Rab, which is again also a covet of Tamid Chamim. So he went against the gzeira by his chasna. He brought those palm branches by chasna and he danced with it. So he went against the takana about the covet chacham. So it's double whammy. He went against the chamim about the covet of a chacham of mourning for Rab. The year was the year for Rab was after he had the sefana. He went against it and therefore there was no cure for him. Amar Bidam Rab, Ma'atav Sibal Tigum Meshicham Vial Tareyu says davening all the time. Atigum Meshichay Elus Rekshu Bis Rabam. So these are the people that won't be harmed at all. These are the Rabbim, and these are the Nevi'im. They're going to be protected. Amr Shlakish was sapped this. Amr Shlakish was shimmer. Vidin Sia. In Al Miskayim, Al Shlul, Hevel's protection was Rabbim. The world is Miskayim with the Hevel Pib, with the breath that comes to the mouths of the Tanakh Shimmer, the school children. Amr Pabla Abaye, Didi Vidachmai. What about Abaye says, what about Rabbi says, Abaye? What about our learning? What about the biggest Hamid Chamim, the biggest scholars? Our learning is not more chashiv than the basic, simpleton learning of the small children. You can't compare. Our Hevel, you're right, we have much more sophisticated learning, but our Hevel also has chait with it. Children are pure, there's no chait, even if they didn't have air, there's no das, there's no chait, so it's pure Torah with no chait, therefore you can't compare. Don't stop the learning of Tanakh Shimon Rabbim, even if it's wouldn't continue more about, actually, one more line about Tanakh Shimon Rabbim. Let's pause over here. Let's see one last line about Tanakh Shimon Rabbim. From your fathers, any city which doesn't have Tanakh Shimon Rabbim, the city will never be destroyed. Or if you put it, it'll eventually be either be annihilated, if you put it like you put it into Chayim, it'll go into Chayim. But it's a stronger lushan of being destroyed. It'll be destroyed. There'll be nothing left of it. That's the stronger lushan. We might as well give a couple more. Another reason of why Shemayim was destroyed. We'll leave that for later.